Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. I'm so excited today to have Nathan Diamond on my podcast, on my Frontline podcast, because he is an incredible leader. He is amazing. And if you don't know him, you need to, because he is the regional EHS manager at Velodyne. And he is going to join us today and tell us what leading from the frontline means to him. So Nathan, tell us, what does it mean to you?
Good afternoon, Gina. You know, leading from the front line is huge. It's important that your people understand that they are people and not paperwork. So at the end of the day, once you get the relationships built with your people, they will follow you where you want them to go.
I love that. How has that shaped most of your decisions being a leader at Velodyne?
One of the things that we need to understand is that they are people. There's a lot of things that go on in their daily lives besides their personal life as well as work. And we need to understand that there's more to them than just that piece of paper, right? And so as far as our front line goes, it's very important for us as a safety professional to really get to know our associates, know what they do. Did you have a good vacation last week? I saw you were off. You called in sick. But how are you doing? When they know you care, they care.
Absolutely. You're incredible. I love that. You know how many people, you know, don't have those meaningful connections. And I mean, it means everything. You know, I think we forget about how leading on the front line really teaches us about humanity. So what do you think is the most powerful lesson you could learn about humanity from leading from the front line?
Well, we're not robots. We are people that are going to make mistakes. Our goal is to make sure that we help them through that path, provide them the knowledge so that they don't have the situation again, and make sure they're successful throughout their career with us.
Absolutely. Do you think there should be something that we redesign or something we should change in the transportation industry?
You know, that's a loaded question.
No way.
And it's only loaded because we can't forget that our people are the reason that we're here, right? Our drivers are the reason that we are here. And it's not just cliche. It's true. Without drivers running our loads, there's no need for me. There's no need for our operations team. There's no need for anybody. And so we've got to understand and take care of those that take care of us.
So important. I mean, that's the thing. Drivers keep everything moving. I mean, they are the people that are the reason why we have everything we have. And I think that's so important. When you have a moment to say thank you and truly mean it, that makes all the difference. I think about that. Mm-hmm.
One of the big keys, spend time with them. Mm-hmm. Sit down with them. And I've learned a lot throughout my career. Just listen. Don't talk. Just listen. And then don't always talk about work. Okay? Because you always see them at work. Don't always talk about work. See how they're doing. What your kid's up to. Share them some information about your kid. And it gets them to open up more. And you understand them better. And they understand you better.
Connection is something that we desperately need. You know, I feel it, and we're lonely. And so just taking that extra time to pause and telling that person that they matter can change everything, right? It just can. So What do you like when you're working at Relidyne or just in life when you worked in the past? Like, has there been a time where something innovative have emerged from an unexpected place?
When anything occurs that might be a challenge for an associate or a challenge for somebody, what can we do to close that gap, right? Mm-hmm. If we're seeing statistics that need to be looked at differently, how do we make it so we can close the gap, but make it so that it's not going to change what we do, just might change the dynamic of how we do it.
Oh, that's interesting. Is there something specific that you've done that changed how you did something that like changed the way that, you know, we interface with learners and drivers?
Well, you know, prime example, and I'm not throwing this out because I'm on the Luma podcast, okay? But Luma has been an amazing tool for us. Being able to connect with our people, you know, we are in that process now with building that great orientation group of having one message across the board and making sure that that message is still a good message, but not so much, right? Keep it simple. That's the biggest thing with drivers. When you make a message so big that, you know, you've lost them. So that's one thing I like about the e-nuggets that we have here, the learning platform that we've used so much. I spent a lot of my time making new training materials, putting out new stuff, and listen to their feedback. I know they don't like to do some of these things. I do understand that. But when you give them that why, they understand it. We as a team have built a train-the-trainer program.
Wow.
And that train-the-trainer program is anywhere from 8 to 9 hours. We try to really scale it down, but it's not made for me to talk the whole time. I'm not there to instruct that. It's an open session about different topics. We provide them with a guide on how we want them to structure that training. And from there, the whole training is about why. Why do we do it this way? Why do we do it that way? What is the reasoning behind the reasoning we were doing it this way? When you give them the why, then they understand it better. When you just tell them, just like my 9-year-old, I'm telling you because I told you to do it, right? There's no why, so they don't really understand until they do it wrong. And then they go, oh, that's why Dad told me to do it that way.
Absolutely. The why. I love that. I want to learn more about that. I'm going to have to come down there and see all the goodness that you're doing. I love it so much. What do you hope that 10 years from now, Nathan, 10 years from now, what do you hope that your work has done to move the industry forward for the people that keep it moving? What is your legacy?
Make work fun and efficient and safe. Fun first, okay? I'm huge on fun. We can have a great time at work, still be safe, still be efficient in what we do, and go home and enjoy your day.
What kind of fun? What do you do for fun over there? I want to come. What do you do to make it fun? I want a specific example.
Well, it's all about your attitude. I mean, really, everything that starting from interaction to the driver, okay? Make it fun. When a forklift driver drives by and you don't have a seatbelt on, okay?
Oh.
Oh, man, you look good with that orange seatbelt on. Mm. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, make it fun. Okay, don't just go, man, you got to have that thing on. They know they have to have it on. Okay, what structured way can you tell them to say, hey, you know, I know you made a mistake, but let's fix it real quick, but let's have fun going through that mistake together.
Aw, that's the thing. I'm just so honored to have you on my podcast because I know, Nathan, that you don't always get the spotlight, but I know because I know you and I've known you, you move mountains all the same. And I know that you're not the loudest voice, although you are funny and you are engaging, but you don't chase titles and you don't chase applause, but you always show up. It's like, I know that I can count on you and I know that your team can count on you. And I wanted to create this podcast because I created this Pelican Award. You see this pelican right here?
I like it.
I created it because I wanted to honor people like you who are quiet heroes, who always lead with the heart, and you always carry the weight of others without asking for anything in return. You started the podcast talking about people, seeing the people. And I actually chose the pelican because they're in Charleston and they actually live and they hunt in groups. And though they thrive, they don't thrive through isolation. They thrive through connection. And I wanted to give Nathan a Pelican Award because you are someone, and I know this because I feel it when I'm with you, and I feel it when you call me and ask, and I feel it when I'm, you know, in the same presence of you, that you embody all the traits of a pelican because you see the strength in others and you always lift them higher when maybe they don't always get a chance. So I appreciate you because you don't lead with ego, but you lead from the front and you lead within the community with your heart. And I know that you don't always make the headlines, but your impact is lasting and it's personable and it's powerful. So today, Nathan, I want to give you a pelican and you will get one. And it's going to have your name on the star because of the way you move people forward quietly and purposely for the community that you built, not only at Relidyne, but for other organizations that you've touched, for the balance that you bring and for the lives that you've changed just by being you. So congratulations on being my pelican and our pelican. And I will always remember you well beyond Luma and well beyond, you know, anything, because you've made an impact on me and on my team and on the lives of others. So thank you.
Well, appreciate that. Yeah, we've known each other for a long time throughout this journey when you didn't have those awards back behind your seat there, you know, and it's been a great ride with you, to be honest with you. And seeing you guys strive and compel it the way that you have has been great.
Aw, well, thank you so much. And today we celebrate you and being on the front line. So thanks for all you do. And I can't wait to see what you continue to do to move the industry forward. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Gina.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show, and use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.